Well, of course, the annual Lawn Pier to Pub swim is always in early January, and once again, going to attract a good field this year. And it's great to catch up with the reigning Lawn Pier to Pub winner, Sam Shepherd, who joins us. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you guys?
Not too bad at all. And you've come off, of course, a good win in Anglesey this week.
Yeah, the race over at Anglesey, that was on Wednesday, so pretty happy to get the win there. But had a bit of a different year this year, so we'll see how I go at Lawn, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, just take us through, for those that haven't been following it closely, Sam, your 2016.
Yeah, so my 2016, I was in full training this time last year, but unfortunately I just missed the spot to the 10K in Rio, which went to Jared Ford, who swam really well over in Rio. I'm not sure if many of you guys watched it, but he had a fair bit of our prime time time. So he did a really good job, but couldn't quite get the result. But full credit to him. He gave it everything he had. And during that time, I've kind of been just focusing on my university studies, which I've finally finished. But now getting back into the water a little bit, but still a little bit undone. So we'll see how it goes.
So Lawn Pier to Pub next week. Obviously, it's an event that you've won before. You know the course very well. What are the thoughts sort of heading in to try and defend the title?
Yeah, well, it's always a top field, and now it's great having Matt Horton down, obviously Olympic champion, and that's just going to help bring, I suppose, more recognition and just more interest into the event just in general. So that's going to be great for open water swimming, and I'd definitely encourage anyone to come down. If you weren't thinking of coming down, maybe come down and watch, and it'll be a great day.
What did it mean for you, Sam, to win the Lawn Pier to Pub? I mean, it's such an iconic event here in Australia.
Yeah, well, I remember I grew up kind of Melbourne / holidays down on the surf coast. And I think the first one I remember was 2003 with, I think that was Simon Hinsley and Ryan Mullen, Dead Heating in that time. So I remember that, and then I ended up winning my first one, I think, 6 or 7 years ago. So just happy to get one, and now obviously I have six. And, I'll always be down there. Even if I'm not swimming much, I'll always be doing the race. And, just looking forward to it this year. It's going to be a cracker field and a really great day.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, the elite swimmers like Mac Horton. There have been many over the years that have done the Lawn Pier to Pub, and then there's those who, love to challenge themselves. So sort of all walks of life competing.
Yeah, you've had all the elite do it, like Kieran Perkins and Rob Woodhouse, all Olympic medalists, Olympic champions. But then you have all sorts of age groups, and you've got, I think, Dorothy Dickey. She's always the oldest. I think she's late 80s. So, really big field, really versatile swimmers. And it's just really great seeing a lot of swimmers. Maybe they haven't done too much swimming, but they can just tick that off and say, I've been able to swim 1.2 and then just enjoy themselves up at the pub afterwards.
Tell us a bit about the course. I mean, I think it was the Bulldogs who were training down there just before Christmas, and things got, a little bit choppy, and they decided maybe just as a slight precaution. I think the guys were okay, but maybe to get them out of the water. But going from the bay across to the pier there, I mean, she can be hard work.
Yeah, well, that's the difference compared to the pool to the open water. Generally, it's pretty flat line. It's pretty protected unless you've got a northwesterly. But normally each year it's pretty protected, and you have like some nice rolling swells kind of like pushing you in from the pier all the way down to the beach. And depending, maybe there might be some waves at the end, which I've been lucky enough to catch some past couple of years, which maybe a lot of people aren't used to, but pretty much they're just going to push you into shore anyway and you should be fine. But it is open water, and we have to see, I suppose, closer to the day what the conditions are going to be like.
And for 2017, beyond this race, what's sort of the plan in terms of your swimming for next year?
At the moment, I've just kind of finished university, so I'm aiming, once I get a full-time job, then I'll get back into the swimming, and I'll kind of get back into a really good routine compared to the past year. I've just been kind of juggling, trying to work a little bit, keep fit, and also finish uni, so I'm hoping that'll make it a lot easier, and then maybe build into 2020 and see what happens, because you see a lot of people after an Olympic 4-year cycle, you need to readjust whether you make the Olympics or not, and replan for the future, because there's plenty of time for the next Olympics just to get, I suppose, good routine in the pool and also sorted with careers outside as well.
Absolutely. Sam, well done on the win in Anglesey this week. We look forward to seeing you and Matt Horton, as you mentioned, and many other stars, of course, in the 37th edition of the Lawn Peter Pub, Saturday the 7th of January. If you're down that way, swimmers galore. It's always a big field competing to get across the quick dash to the pier. All the best, mate, and all the best for 2017.
Yeah, thank you.